From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show for those interested in the big and bizarre moments of history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at the greatest April Fool's prank in Alaskan history. The phony eruption of Mount Edgecombe. The day was April 1st, 1974. Residents of Sitka, Alaska were fooled into thinking that a nearby volcano was about to erupt. They awoke that morning to the terrifying sight of black smoke spewing from the top of Mount Edgecombe. The dormant volcano hadn't erupted for more than 4,000 years, but it seemed to have stirred to life overnight. That was a frightening prospect for the 7,000 or so townspeople who were situated just 13 miles away from the 3,200-foot-tall volcano. But luckily for them, the whole thing turned out to be an elaborate April Fool's prank. The architect of the hoax was 50-year-old Oliver Porky Bikar. He was a World War II veteran from Washington State who had moved to Alaska with his wife and three children in 1960. A logger by trade, Porky eventually opened his own business in Sitka, selling and servicing logging equipment. He also took part in the annual All-Alaska Logging Championship, where his specialty was cutting a tree so that it fell smack dab on a target, usually a hard hat. Porky's knack for showmanship extended to his role as Sitka's resident practical joker. Even before faking a volcanic eruption, Porky pulled off such stunts as using a backhoe to drop an entire tree on his friend's driveway and setting up plastic flamingos and trees along the coastline as a way to confuse passing tour boats on the lookout for wildlife. Porky knew that the volcano prank would be his magnum opus, so he took his time planning it to make sure everything went off just right. He first came up with the idea in 1971, and then spent the next 3 years gathering materials and waiting for an April Fool's Day with bright, clear skies. Finally, on the morning of April 1st, 1974, Porky looked out the window and saw Mount Edgecombe towering in the distance, clear as day. He told his wife, Patty, "This is it. I have to go do it today." To which she smiled and replied, quote, "Just don't make an ass of yourself." Although Porky had amassed all the materials needed to stage an eruption, he hadn't chartered a helicopter to fly it all over to the crater. He spent the early morning calling one chopper pilot after another, but all of them turned down the job once they heard what Porky was planning. The last name on his list was Earl Walker, way over in Petersburg. Thankfully, the pilot had a good sense of humor and agreed to fly over as soon as the morning fog in his area had lifted. That gave Porky some time to assemble his supplies. He had stockpiled 70 or so old car tires for the occasion, and with the help of three friends, Harry Sulzer, Ken Steadman, and Larry Nelson, he loaded all of them into two large canvas slings. When Earl Walker arrived, they attached one of the slings to a hook on the bottom of his chopper. Then, all the men piled inside with the rest of their gear. A few cans of black spray paint, several gallons of kerosene, a mountain of rags, and about a dozen smoke bombs. Within minutes, they had flown across the sound that separates Sitka from the small island where Mount Edgecumbe sits. They dropped the first load of tires at the crater, and Porky stayed behind while the chopper went back for the second load. In the meantime, the prankster got to work stomping a message into the snow around the volcano's rim. He carved out the words "April Fool" in 50-foot letters and then traced over them with black spray paint. When the rest of the crew returned, the men stacked up the tires, lit them on fire, and headed home. In an impressive show of discretion, Porky had already notified the Sitka police and fire departments about the prank. He had also notified the Federal Aviation Administration, which had granted the helicopter clearance to approach the volcano. In fact, the air traffic controller even complimented the men's work, telling them, quote, "The son of a gun looks fantastic." Unfortunately, Porky forgot to notify the Coast Guard. So when panicked residents began reporting a thick bloom of black smoke pouring out of the crater, the Coast Guard commander sent a helicopter and a whaleboat to investigate. The chopper pilot flew in close for a better look and then radioed back to base to say it was just a false alarm. There was no sign of volcanic activity whatsoever, just 100 or so burning tires and a message reading "April Fool." The Sitka radio station and emergency dispatches were flooded with calls throughout the day, but when residents found out it was all a big joke, they took the news surprisingly well. Most people thought the prank was hilarious, and Alaska Airlines even diverted a few of its flights that day so that passengers could see the faux eruption for themselves. Not long after, the story was picked up by the Associated Press and reported in newspapers all over the world. The stunt brought Porky a lot of attention, including from the Admiral of the Alaskan Coast Guard, who thought the prank was brilliant. But Porky's favorite response by far was said to have come from a Denver lawyer some 6 years later. In the wake of the catastrophic eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington State, the man had sent Porky a news clipping of the event, along with a note saying, "This time, you've gone too far." Oliver Porky Bakar passed away on August 11, 2003, at the age of 79. His legendary prank has ensured that Alaskans won't forget his name anytime soon, and according to recent reports from the Alaska Volcano Observatory, his prank may take on new relevance in the not-too-distant future. That's because in 2023, preliminary measurements showed magma moving deep below the Mount Edgecumbe volcano. The activity was significant enough for the observatory to raise the volcano's threat level to high risk. That doesn't mean the volcano will erupt anytime soon, or even at all. And of course, if it were to erupt, there would be plenty of time to issue warnings in advance. But because of Porky's prank, you have to wonder how many people would actually believe them. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.